Well, good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Now that the offseason has started, you'll start to hear me talk about like coaching changes and all those things that are happening. Well, there's two Dallas Stars tie-ins right now that I'd like to speak about. Number one, looks like Jim Montgomery's getting another shot as a head coach in the National Hockey League. I want to say something from my experience, and my hope is it's a good fit for him. You know, I don't mind talking about myself as far as, I've spoke this before. I'm 15 years in recovery. I know that Jim Montgomery lost his job in Dallas because he struggled with his alcoholism. This is a second chance for him. He's going to be the next coach of the Boston Bruins. I just want to say congratulations. I hope that it works out for you. I want nothing but the best. So I'm just going to throw that. And the other tie-in is Rick Bowness. Rick Bowness took over when Jim Neal got fired. And then in the bubble, when the pandemic happened, we made it to the Stanley Cup Final. We lost to Tampa, but he got us there. And, you know, now he stepped away from Dallas, and reports are now that he's going to be the Winnipeg Jets head coach. And what's really interesting about this particular thing, this is his second stint in Winnipeg. It was the very first head coaching job he ever got in the late 80s, early 90s, when the Winnipeg Jets became a team. It was when they very first started. And he didn't do well there, but of course at the time, he didn't really have a whole lot to work with. I mean, he's got a really good goaltender with Hollebach. He's got some good players to start. I'm sure they'll do some great things to trade. But the fun thing about Rick Bowness is he's going to be in our division. So guess what? We're going to have to face him. So we got a new coach with Peter DeBoer, which I think is going to fit our system really well. Because the one thing that I want to talk about Peter DeBoer is he knows how to mold young players. Before he even started being a coach in the National Hockey League, he had 15 years in junior hockey, which meant he spent a lot of time working with young people. If you want to be honest, it's kind of similar to what Jared Bednar did when he was coaching in the OHL. He coached in the juniors. And then look what he just did this year. He won a Stanley Cup with Colorado. So it's kind of a very similar coaching style. We got a guy that thrives on helping young people do better. So let's kind of take a look at that and watch that. And I'm looking forward to the Winnipeg games this year to see if the chess match that will ensue between Bones and DeBoer. So I just wanted to throw out two new head coaching jobs that have been filled, and both of these head coaching jobs have Dallas Stars connections. So here we go, boys. We're starting out with Dallas Stars connections. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and let's continue to talk about things as we go along. Remember, July 7th is when the draft happens. We'll be watching that wholeheartedly. So as Dallas gets ready to make their draft picks and other teams too, I'll be doing a lot of research and I'll be doing a lot of writing and a lot of, you know, getting myself ready to hopefully give you guys a very in-depth podcast when it comes to the draft. That's the next big thing that's coming down the pike. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And we had some Dallas Stars coaching connections. Just wanted to throw those out there this afternoon. Hopefully everyone's having a wonderful day.